The Holy Gospel for this fifth Sunday of Easter is a reading in St. John, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of our Lord. Thanks to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you can tell from the scripture readings today, newness is the theme. Newness. A new mission to the Gentiles. A new heaven and a new earth and a new commandment to love. The lesson in Acts describes the great turning point in Christian history. Paul and Barnabas turned to the Gentiles, bringing God's mission of salvation to the uttermost parts of the earth. The vision of the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21 becomes even more powerful as God declares, "Behold, I make all things new." The future promise of Isaiah now becomes a present reality. The former things have passed away, the new has come. He will swallow up death forever. And the gospel text in John moves in a different direction with the command to love. While Revelation 21 declares God's presence with people, John 13 prepares the disciples for Jesus' absence. Love among the members of the community will be a witness to Christ's permanent presence in spite of his physical absence. Now, it may seem odd that now on these Sundays of Easter, the gospel texts in John find us hearing about Jesus' ministry prior to the crucifixion. We can ask why these lessons are chosen at this time. We can note that in the first three Gospels, the accounts are sequential, events occurring in a timely, historic way. That's the way the writers describe the story of Jesus. But in the fourth Gospel, it is different. There is an attempt by John to draw out the fullest meaning of the incidents of Jesus' ministry. For John, the good news of Jesus begins not with a baby in a manger, but from the beginning of creation. In the beginning was the Word. These first three words in John echo the creation story in Genesis. And so John sees the birth, life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus taking their roots in the beginning of creation. As he said, "What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." God's gifts of life as substance and light as direction for our lives. And then John immediately goes into the account of John the Baptist as he witnesses to the light of Jesus to come. Following that, there is the teaching and healing of Jesus described by the gospel writer. So Jesus says, "I'm only with you a little longer. You can't come with me." And then he gives them a new commandment, to love one another. The new change is that Jesus' followers are to love as he has loved them. This would be the identifying mark of the community of faith, all in order that the world would get the message. Remember the song, "They will know we are Christians by our love." That really summarizes what he's talking about. You would be busy for a long time if you were to read all the scriptural references to that word new. The psalmist's invitation to sing a new song, a new covenant and promise in Jeremiah, a new heart and spirit in Ezekiel, the promise of God to bring about a new thing in Isaiah, and then the resurrection promise of new life. Martin Luther commented in his lecture on Romans that the new is the good news. It is the power of God bringing about love, forgiveness, and the promise of new life to all those who finally recognize that they can't get it on their own. The new is contrasted with the old. How does this relate to us? It is, I believe, the challenge of being open to the new. Not the old, but the new in terms of our lives. James Caper, a leader in the ELCA, commented one time in a conference that I attended, "Something happens when the gospel is proclaimed. We are changed," he said. Well, that's the promise, and it leads to transformed lives. So we are able then to love one another as Jesus loved us. He gave the new commandment, building on the primary one of loving God, and the second one, love your neighbor as yourself. He now undergirds the new commandment with a new standard. The disciples are told to love one another, not just because that's something that they should do, but because Jesus' Spirit lives in them to allow them to do it. This is new. He asks them, and indeed each one of us, to follow his model. That is only possible with the power in our lives. Our promise in baptism is that in the baptismal waters we died with Christ, we were crucified and buried in order that we might be raised with Christ to live the new life, to dwell in a new reality, a new order of existence. We are empowered to be a new creation. Love one another as I have loved you. What an expectation that is for his disciples and for us. It was an impossible standard for them and indeed for us to do it by ourselves. He was really saying about what his influence could do among us, what God's Spirit can bring about within and through us. Are we open to the good news, the new power, and what it will do in our lives? I think I first became aware of this as I was a freshman in college. And I went off 400 miles from home, not sure whether college was for me or not, but we thought, well, we'll try it. And so it began. And I initially had the goal of being a sports announcer. But then I was so afraid of that because it would have meant taking speech classes and trying to be familiar with standing up in front of people and being at home with that kind of external posture. But I forced myself to do it, and things came along. But all the while that I was seeking to do that, I picked up the phrase of the Apostle Paul in Philippians where he said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And it seemed that that phrase lived with me while I was attempting to reach out and test myself to try to find other skills and to reach out to other people, getting beyond myself. And so the love that God has for us can indeed turn us around and make us act in ways that we never thought we could do. In a conference one time, there was a model of a kingdom community called Glimpse of God Lutheran Church. Glimpse of God Lutheran Church. And in this model, the church is described as a community which exists to make the world jealous by its love and care for one another. That happens only as love is a verb and not a noun, acted out and not just talked about. And so we need to be open to the new, the freeing power of the gospel that makes us willing to be reformed by God's Spirit, being a new creation, carrying out possibly unforeseen acts. After Jesus stated that in a little while he must leave them, he explains what he requires of them and us, and how we can help him and the world. It is all gathered up in one little word called love. That means to be unselfish, generous, with ourselves in serving others. This is the new commandment. The celebration of Easter, as the kids picked up a few minutes ago, is one of surprise. It was not expected. That was so evident in the women and disciples, and it began a new journey for them. And it can be the same for us as we realize the power of the resurrection. God has done a new thing by raising Jesus, and by that act, God has put an end to the instruments of death, and Jesus is Lord even over death. And so the Apostle Paul writes, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old has passed away. See, everything has become new. And Paul continues, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And so we are ambassadors for Christ, since God makes his appeal through us. And so we share the love that we have received with others. We are equipped to love. Our prayer on this message is expressed in the hymn that we now sing, number 708, Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love.